RDU 98.5, welcome back to the show. Well, I think he is one of our most unique musical performers at the moment. He's a prolific creator of some amazing music. I'm absolutely delighted to be talking to right now, Who Shot Scott. Good morning.
Good morning, man. Wow, what an intro.
Insane. I'm all about hyping people up, you know. That's my job. How are you?
Yeah, good, bro. Good, man. Just enjoying morning coffee here in Auckland at the moment. So, yeah, no, I can't complain, man.
Lovely. And yeah. Last time I talked to you, it was kind of like earlier in 2023. Now we're kind of at the back end. How has your year been?
Yeah, honestly, just I can't really complain, man. It's been a lot of writing music, new stuff, working on producing music for a bunch of artists, playing a couple of shows overseas. We did a tour, we have done Big Sound, and we're about to do South by Southwest in a couple of weeks now. So yeah, it's been pretty full on, man.
Is this the Sydney South by Southwest?
Yeah, Sydney.
First time ever out of the United States, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, I can't wait to hear your thoughts on how that goes. I'd love to hear your thoughts, though, right now. What's it like producing other people's music, like, versus creating your own?
Man, I love it, eh? I think.
Oh, really?
It's so special. Like, it's because there's a sacred nature to producing my own stuff, which will never be, I can never replace that with anything else, because it's kind of like, I sit in the room alone and I'm writing from the soul and all that, and that's beautiful, but there's an almost equally beautiful thing about producing for other people, because there's a sense of like objectivity and like really healthy detachment from the emotional side for myself.
Yeah, right.
And being there more to serve the artist's vision, and honestly, I just love it. It's helped me a lot with like upskilling myself as a producer for my own stuff as well. So it's beautiful, man. I really, really love it. And I'm with the music I get to work on with other artists tends to be very different than the stuff I have to work on for Who Shot Scott. So
yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah, it just expands my chops, so to speak.
Wow, that is so interesting. But anyway, we are actually here to talk about your own music. you released on Friday a song, Buggin', which I think is the second single off your upcoming EP. But anyway, tell us a little bit about the song.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I don't even know where to start, really. I mean, from a production standpoint, it's just like, I wanted to make something really funky and filthy and like distorted, but also just that had the themes of, you know, like a 90s sort of like Red Hot Chili Peppers sort of punk, funky track.
Cool.
And and it's got a lot of distorted vocals on it. It's about being paranoid, so yeah, it's a pretty weird, surreal concoction of things that I like and things that I don't like as well.
Yeah, wow, that's so interesting, because like listening to this track, I thought, oh, this is someone who's really kind of paying homage to their own kind of music nostalgia.
Yeah, absolutely.
And is this something you've been kind of keen to do for a while?
I don't know, man. I think you just kind of hit it on the nose with paying like homage, because that's sort of everything I do as Who Shot Scott, you know, is homage. It's like, I respect so many different genres of music, and I feel very strongly about there's no such thing as like original ideas, but what we can do is to continue to channel ideas and mix them in new ways that haven't been done before, you know. For me, there's a lot of homage all throughout Who Shot Scott, which I'm really I sort of like wear it, you know, on my chest. I'm like, that's the intention behind it, you know.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, it's a lot of nostalgia, and I think that's when I'm making songs, I don't really think about anything other than just things that make me feel good, and a lot of the times the things that make me feel good are a lot of the pieces of music I grew up to, and a lot of that was like, you know, alternative rap, alternative rock and funk and things like that. So it just naturally makes its way into the stuff that I release, you know.
And you're always very honest in your work and in your lyrics. When you have like such kind of a nostalgic music bed, like something you're really passionate about, does it make kind of working with those more serious points a little easier?
I guess so. I think the actual reason why my lyrics are as honest as they are, quote unquote honest, I mean, your words, not mine. I think it's because I actually really suck at writing lyrics. Like, I'm not very poetic at all. So what I do is, I found this little hack early on in my artist career where I was like, oh, instead of writing lyrics and thinking about how to put something poetically, let me just word vomit and gut spill all of this trauma and like real personal stories from my life and my inner thinkings. Let me just put them on my track and be really intentional and purposeful and committed to the way I deliver the ideas. So yeah, I think that's why that's happening.
I love that. I don't think I've ever had anyone come on and say, oh, I'm actually real bad with lyrics. So is this kind of an accurate representation of the rest of this EP, or should we be expecting kind of a bit more variety?
Oh yeah, this is potentially the only song that feels like this on the EP. Although there's a lot of different it's so hard for me to objectively look at my own work, you know.
Don't
actually know what I'm creating most of the time. I'm sort of just allowing, just really trusting the intuitive creative process and things that, like, the only thing I can really say about the rest of the EP is that, like, it felt really good to make all these songs. You know what I mean?
That's cool.
And it's like, in that 6 month chapter of my life, these were the five songs that felt the best to me and really made me inspired. And I felt a real urgency to get them out. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, the objectives talk about, oh, does it sound like this, sound like that, I really can't speak on, but that's more for people to decide. But all I can say, and I think the healthy part of it on my end, is that I really like the songs. So yeah.
And I think that's, you know, an important point to make is you can actually just never be objective about your own music. So
absolutely,
you just got to kind of create what you think is good. Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning. We're just quickly before you go, where can people listen to Buggin?
It's on every streaming service. It's on YouTube. We got a crazy AI music video that we did where I'm just like walking down the street. It's just spelled Buggin without a G at the end, though. So Buggin by me, Who Shot Scott.
Cool, man. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's always a pleasure to chat to you. And always appreciate, you know, how honest and how hardworking you are. So it's a real inspiration to a lot of people. So thank you so much.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me, man. I really enjoyed the chat.
Have a great day.
You too, man.
And that is the incredible Who Shot Scott talking about his new song, Buggin. Which would be weird if we didn't play that right now. So here it is. Enjoy, guys.
All right. 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm not the best step. But they can feel me. Monkey from the west step. She can't tell me. Method man, I'm buggy. Buggy, 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 buggy. Confess. Half and this can down me. Nothing but a test of path. It's part of no, you got me, mother buggy. Buggy, 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 buggy. Wow. People take a lot to shade me. Wow. Why they wanna come to pay me? Magic runs back and they also hate me.
on trying. Yes, I do my best. But I feel it coming. Yes, I feel it coming. This shit got me crying. Like I don't know who's my friends. I can feel, I feel I'm bugging. Yes, I know I'm.